Blog Talk Radio.
When the trials press in and the tears won't stop, I want to think it's some strange thing, but it's really just you, Father, allowing all this stuff and pressure to push me closer to you. I need to say, push me, Lord, push me.
I got to say it, cause I gotta be. I want.
want to be better, Lord, so push me into my destiny.
Listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. God bless you. I am Apostle Shalene Cook, and I am so blessed to welcome you all here to another installation of All Nations Wednesday Night Bible Study for this November the 16th, 2022. We'd like to say a special welcome to all of our friends and family from all nations, and we'd like to say a special welcome to all the servant leaders from Spirit Alive that are present. Now, my brothers and my sisters, get something to write with and to write on, because now you are going to hear from the mighty woman of God. She is the pastor, the founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship, located in Oakland, California. She is a tireless worker for Jesus, and she is always, always ready to stand and deliver the word of God. So please welcome once again our host and facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Shirlene Cook, for introducing me for this night's lesson. And I'm excited about it because not only is it for those that I present it to, but it's also to me, and it's blessing me as well. Praise God. So I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing in the body of Christ and what he is doing for our purpose of being in the body of Christ. Praise God. So anyway, I'm going to have a word of prayer, and then I'm going to share, just reflect on what we have already covered and what we yet have to cover and what we're going to do tonight. Amen. God bless you all. Father God, we come to you. I come to you, Lord, asking in the name of Jesus that you would just word my mouth, that you would anoint me as I go forth tonight with this teaching, and that it will be a blessing to someone. We thank you for those that are listening in, but servants also that are sending in, as well as some of the church that God has given to us, All Nations Christian Fellowship, as well. So, then that you would move in a mighty way, that someone will be touched on tonight through this lesson. Amen. All right, I'm going to be sharing on preparation and power, which we covered last time, which was also on a Wednesday, the first Wednesday. So I'm going to share some more about preparation and power. When we talk about walking in by the Spirit, walking in God's power, we need to be prepared to do so. So that's what we covered last time, and we'll cover some more. But we must be prepared. We must be prepared to work in the vineyard. We must be prepared to walk in God's power and in his anointing. Praise God. Okay, walking spiritual authority or divine ability is living under the influence of God's grace and his unlimited favor. It enables us to live a fruitful and a prosperous life. And it also some of the things that I'm teaching also will help us to live a more purposeful life. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to walk by faith. We need to have a faith unwavering walk, trusting God all the way. Also, we, in order to utilize our strength and our power, we need to know who gives us the power. Amen. Can't walk in our own strength and in our own power. It comes from God. Praise God. Also, I'm sorry, I'm looking at my notes here. Walking in the power of God will help us to feel more confident, praise God, and even when there are challenges, we are unmovable. We're able to face the challenges because we're walking in his power and in his strength, praise God. And we're able to face these challenges and not run from them or become fearful because our trust is in our Almighty God. So our walk in the Spirit, and we need to get this, when we're walking in the Spirit of God, praise God, we need to also know that in doing so, it actually reveals who we are in him. All right. If we're walking in his power, walking by the Spirit, praise God, nothing is going to move us. And, you know, others will look at us and they will know that we are definitely a part of God. Praise God, because our walk is going to be revealed, all right, to others when they see us. How are we, you know, how are we handling our walk? What are we doing? Are we walking upright before the Lord? Or are we still holding on to some of the things that we were holding on to when we first came to Christ? If we are, then our walk is not going to be the walk that it should be. All right, and other people are going to look at us. You know, we can walk in power and authority and dominion because God has given it to us. But we have to do our part as well. You know, he's not going to, you know, come down here and guide us. I mean, he will guide us if we allow him to guide us through the Holy Spirit. But we have something to do ourselves because our attributes, our character, our actions are all going to add up. And so we need to be walking in obedience. We need to be staying in the Word of God. We need to be applying the Word of God. We also need to be persons of prayer, always praying. Always trusting God, always ready to pray. So these are some of the things that builds our character, in other words, so that we can not only accomplish what God has given us to do, but we can also help others as well. All right, so I wanted to get that out. In this study that the Lord has given me, it's all about our purpose. The topics all reflect what his purpose is for us. Praise God. God wants us to, he wants us to really reach our full potential in him. And so in doing so, all of these things that we've been sharing and talking about and teaching, we need to apply these things. Prayer, unity, reconciliation, and now we're talking about preparation and power again, as we did last time. And then there will be more sharing on obedience because we need to obey God. And then in sharing that topic, We will also be checking ourselves as to whether we are walking in obedience to God. And also, we will be hearing about what happens when we don't obey, what happens when we are disobedient to God. So we need to know all of these things. And then the next one will be stewardship and service. And we'll be talking about who are the true servants of God. And then lastly will be evangelism. And that will be quite a subject. And then we will be, then there will be a reflection on God's purpose for our lives and the reason that we're here. And also, at the end, there will be a summarization of the whole matter and knowing what it all means so that it all adds up to us what our true purpose is. Okay, so now I'm going to start sharing some scriptures, and I'm going to ask you to go to Ephesians 1, the first chapter. Okay, Ephesians, the first chapter, starting with the 17th verse, and we'll go to, I guess, probably the 23rd verse. All right. Praise God. And our outline here is knowing that Christ is the head of the church, knowing that the church is the body of Christ, okay, that's us,
mm-hmm.
And knowing that as believers, you know, we have to be in good conduct. And then also in the study, and I don't know how much we'll cover tonight, but we will be talking about warfare as well, because we're going to face some things in our walk, but we also need to know that God has already given us power, praise God, and he has given us power and authority and dominion over Satan. And we need to be reminded of that, and we need to also walk in that, knowing that, you know, we don't have to allow Satan to take any control over us at all, but we have to be ready, okay? We have to be fired up, meaning that we need to be strong in our walk with God. We need to have faith. We need to be prayerful, and we definitely need to be in the Word of God. Okay, we'll start reading now. The 17th verse says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, which we also need, and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, that's us, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen. Amen. So it's important that we know who he is, that we always represent Jesus Christ as the head of the church. We're the body. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And know that he wants us to walk in unity. Amen. That is his purpose for us. Amen. And so that should be our purpose as well. All right, let's go to, and we're talking about power. We're going to go to Luke 10, 10th chapter, and the 18th verse, 18th through the 20th. Okay, Luke 10. Okay. Luke 10, 18. All right, and it says, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. Amen. And that's really important for us to know, because even though we may make the enemy tremble, or, or the demonic forces, back off, praise God, it's not for us to brag about, but it's for us to utilize, because we do have that power, and that power that we have comes from on high, not from within ourselves. And so we need to really remember that. Amen? Because when we go forth, praise God, in his power, Satan's going to back up. Certain ones are on offense to you are going to back up. Praise God. But we don't want to get it mixed up or confused. The power comes from on high. Praise God. All right. And then think about what that last scripture says, the latter part of the scripture, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. We do want to make it in, don't we?
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
We're not God. We're not God. Amen. We're his followers. Praise God. Amen. So now let's go to Matthew, the 28th chapter. Matthew 28. And look at the 18th verse. Thought I had it marked. Okay. My pages in this Bible are kind of new. Still kind
all
of
right.
Together. Okay. Chapter 28 and the 18th verse says, and we're going to read a little farther than just the 18th. It says, and Jesus spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. But he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now that's a blessing. We can truly be consoled, and just knowing that, praise God, hallelujah, that he is with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Always. He says,
amen.
Always. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as we go about teaching and so forth, God is with us. He is with us. Praise God. We're not alone. We're not alone at all in anything that he commands us to do. We're just to walk in obedience and simply do what he tells us. Amen. Praise God. Now I'm going to hear a little bit more here. Looking for my notes here. Give me a second. We're going to talk about our walk in the Spirit and what it entails and what God is telling us tonight. we know that we walk in His strength. We know that, one second here. Got it. We walk in His strength, but He also wants us to walk in unity also. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Sorry, but it's here. Take me a minute. Okay. We want to walk in His strength. And I'm just going to read some of the scriptures as I go through this. As we go along, looks like I have them a little bit out of order, but we'll get there. Okay, yeah, of course we're walking in His strength, not in our own strength. But Paul. I'm going to share Acts, the 20th chapter, because Paul was really doing some teaching in that area. Praise God. And he says, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Now, these are for those that covers pastors, leaders, any leader this covers. And I'm going to just reread this out of my notes. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, okay, which He has purchased with His own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you and not sparing the flock. And this was Paul. He was really, wanting the pastors and all leaders to have that understanding. Praise God. So there's a responsibility that we have in our Christian walk, in our walking by the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. So we have to be careful. All right. And because sometimes in the body of Christ, the power that God has given us is not always used in the way that God would have it to be. His power is oftentimes used in the wrong manner. People take that power in their own hands, and they forget that they also have someone over them, and that is God.
Yes, they abuse
Amen.
The power.
Yes,
Amen.
Ma'am. So I wanted to get that out. So we have to be careful and know who we are and know that God has commanded us and we need to walk in obedience.
Yes.
You know, the very things that we teach, we have to walk in those as well. We're going to tell our others to be obedient to God. We also must be obedient as well. Praise God. And here's another one, and this is kind of for leadership. It's Paul is saying here in Ephesians, the third chapter, the seventh and eighth verse, he says, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power, unto me who am less than the least of all saints. Is this grace given? That I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Paul taught also to the Gentiles, preached to the Gentiles. Yes. Amen. And as we go forth, as God uses any of us, no matter what position, even if we are beginners, God wants us to walk in a humbling way, praise God, that we're not trying to be above somebody or above God, you know, which often that gets in the way, oftentimes, mm-hmm. praise God, mm-hmm. and we're not to allow that. We need to focus on who God really is. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he also said, whereof I was made a minister by the effectual working of his power, not his own. It was the grace of God that saved him. It was the grace of God that gave him his calling. And it was the grace of God that enabled him to fulfill his calling. Just like with us, the same thing. God gives us, he gives us his wisdom, you know, and we're supposed to be careful of that and make sure that it's God, you know, that people know that whatever we're teaching them, it's God. It's God, and it's God in me. It's God in us, you know. And Paul goes on to say, for I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Okay? And some of us did things too in the past, but by the grace of God, mm-hmm. by the grace of God, by the grace of God, he had already called us. Mm-hmm. Even in the beginning, when we were yet in our mother's womb, we were called then. Praise God. All right, and then 1 Timothy 1 and chapter 1, verse 15 says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Now, that's what Paul said. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because Paul did not forget about all the things that he did, how he had persecuted and murdered Christians, and he did it with zeal and also satisfaction.
Yes.
But Paul learned better. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just like us, God has to get our attention so that we're in the right place. All right? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, we must be thankful for our own salvation from sin and for the freedom that God gives us not to sin, praise God, and not to want to engage in sin anymore, praise God. And he gives us, and his word lets us know that he gives us a way to escape that even, so we don't have to continue doing the things that we used to do. There comes an end to that. And we are different. Our lives are changed, and we want to, you know, do the will of God. So, so we must be thankful for our salvation. Not forgetting, leaving our past behind us, but not forgetting that we also once walked in sin until God changed our lives, until we were transformed and made new in Christ Jesus, so that we would no longer be practicing the things that we used to. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he wants us to walk in love as well. You know, when we're walking by the Spirit, we should be walking in love. Ephesians 5 and 2nd verse, it says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. And then here's another one in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comforted us and in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted. Amen. Praise God. So we should not forget that we walk in love, that and know that we have been comforted and continue to be. And so we too want to do the same. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And here's another one in First John, the third chapter, 11th verse. It says, it's letting us know here, this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And then we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we can talk, we can say a lot about what we want to do or even what we're going to do, but we must carry it out. Indeed. You know, our deeds, hallelujah, will show forth. You know, are we really caring, you know, about someone else? Do we really want them to be comforted? Do we want them to be delivered? Do we want them to be encouraged? And so if we do, then we must exercise that in our own deeds, making sure that we're carrying it out, walking in love. Praise God.
Yes.
Paul
Amen.
Calls Jesus' love a sacrificial offering, which it is. Praise God. And it says here that Paul says, the sacrifices we make in love are a sweet-smelling savor to God. They are like wonderful, aromatic incense, like an incense, aromatic incense rising up to him. God delights in our expressions of love toward other people. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so how we give him pleasure is through our acts of Christ-like love toward others.
Yeah.
Amen. So that's really important in our walk. You know, if we say we're walking in the Spirit, sure that we are. And putting love in action. Ephesians 5, verses 3 and 4 says, the fornication, all uncleanliness, covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Amen. We should be thankful.
Yes.
As we walk in love, we should be thankful. God, in Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40, says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto
it.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen.
Amen.
So everything that we say and do should be a reflection of our love, first for God, and secondly for others. Amen. Hallelujah. That's putting our love in action. Praise God. And we should be walking in love and holiness. Praise God. Love and holiness together, they go hand in hand. Praise God. Spirits have been converted from the old creature to the new creature. But our actions are still subject to our will and our outcome of the choices that we make.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a choice. So if we're walking in the Spirit, we're going to make the right choices.
Yes.
Praise God. And all Christians should pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit in everything that they think, that they say, and that they do. At the same time, they must seek to have their minds renewed by the Word of God. Otherwise, it makes it impossible for them to give their hearts to Jesus. If they continue to smoke and drink and curse and all those other things, if they haven't put those aside, praise God, then, you know, it's not going to help anybody. Praise God. Because
mm-hmm.
we need the enlightenment and we need the discipline. And that comes by way of God's word and the Holy Spirit. No believer can be trained in godly behaviors of which love is the highest. We got to put love first in everything that we do.
Yeah.
Amen. Everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Let's see.
Yeah.
I got to check my time. All right. So, you know, God wants us to know. He wants us to know that, you know, as we walk in his power, hallelujah, walking in his strength, walking in his authority and his dominion, praise God, it's going to make a difference. It's going to make a difference, to make a difference. If we're doing all of those things that we should be doing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I have some notes here about, this is about love in the church. Well, first I'm going to share about having a thankful heart. Thanksgiving is the beginning of our praise and worship, but it is also the beginning of our morality and our forgiveness. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
When we are truly thankful for our own salvation from sin and for the freedom God has given us, you know, you won't want to engage in sin. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen. Say that.
When you're truly thankful for the goodness and the blessings of God, you don't want to engage in filthy behavior. When we are truly thankful for our eternal life and for our salvation from eternal death, we will not want to make light of God's mercy and his forgiveness. Amen. We'll want to walk. We'll desire to walk. And we will walk in obedience. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm winding it up right now. Okay, some people who are walking with us know things that we need to learn. Others need to be taught, disciplined, and trained in the things of God. But we must remember that we are to love all people, those who are over us in authority and lead us by their example, as well as those who are, spiritually speaking, brand new babies or brand new believers, and those who are seeking and striving and determined to overcome their weaknesses.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And remember this. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Amen. I'm going to close with that. And next week we'll be talking more about obedience and about service and stewardship. Amen. God bless you, and I hope that someone got something out of this tonight.
Amen.
Thank you. The prophecy that you took, it's back in your hands.
Amen, amen, amen. Excuse me, I'm trying to finish my notes. Praise Jesus. Thank you so much. Hallelujah, Apostle Zeta. What a great word. What a great word. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I know I got a lot out of it, and that's why I was still writing. So, folks, look, we do study up in here, okay? We do take notes up in here. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now, listen. If you are in the studio right now and you would like to just testify to the word of God that was brought tonight, if you have a testimony, a prayer request, if you just want to let Apostle Zeta know that you were in the house, hallelujah, if you press your 1 on your keypad at this time, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. But while I scroll and see if we have anyone, Mother Mitchell, I know you enjoyed the lesson as much as I did, so would you like to have a word? Mother Mitchell is the mother of Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. You can hear her every Sunday morning. Hallelujah. So, Mother Mitchell, come on in the room.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Zeta. Beautiful lesson, beautiful teaching. And you know, one of the things that you said that I'm always amazed at when we talk about Paul, you know, and we're teaching about Paul. You know, Paul was the first terrorist, as we know a terrorist to be. He terrorized Christians. But you know, the other part that about this that I wanted to get to is that he was just as zealous for the Lord as he was a terrorist, if not more so. You know, that's a beautiful thing. You know, when God transforms, just like y'all about to, as our servant leaders teach us all the time and are teaching the world, it's, you know, stand on your convictions and be just as strong for the Lord as you were when you was out in the world doing your dirt.
Amen.
Yeah, so that's what you just, part of what you just taught tonight said, that we must love, we must be obedient, we must do and know our purpose, and if you don't know your purpose, ask God, because he can sure tell you.
Amen.
So love and be unified in that love. And that's what you were talking about. But because we're like that in the world, you know, you see, that's my homeboy. That's my homegirl. You know?
Right.
Don't know nobody, you know. We just sit over there all folded up with arms in front of us, not saying nothing to nobody.
That's true.
Amen.
You know, but I thank God that we're teaching a new way. You know, to love the Lord with all our heart and all our mind and all our souls. Thank you, Apostle Zeta. Beautiful teaching.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen.
You're welcome. Thank
we're
you for
talking
your
encouragement. Hallelujah. We're talking about purpose here tonight. And what I praise God for you, Apostle Zeta, is, you know, you and I are all about discipleship. If and I don't care how God manifests that, but we have all been called to become holy, hallelujah, to share that gospel, then feed people in a way that they can turn around and share that same love and gospel with somebody
that's
else.
It.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And like you said, you look, as they said, it takes one to know one, but when it comes to discipleship, you got to be one to help make one. And that,
we can't help make
disciples for Christ if we walking around all in our own self and our own pride and our own feelings. You know, that doesn't glorify the Lord.
No.
At all. And as we seek God for what our purpose is, let me put it like this, how our purpose will manifest. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because see, when Jesus told us to go, ye therefore to all nations, he was talking to everybody.
That's right.
They called him Abba Father.
That's right.
Okay, everybody.
Yes.
So we know that's right. that wasn't a request, my brothers and sisters. That was a command. It is called the Great Commission.
Amen.
And see, what I love about what you bringing out, Apostle Zeta, is not only how that we go, but you're telling us how to go. And that's where a lot of people slip through the cracks. They might want to share the Lord, but they turn people off with their attitude, the way they choose to deliver. Their delivery turns people off, you know.
Yes.
And so it's very important that, you know, we realize who we are and that God has forgiven us and that we're not perfect and we have not arrived. And God is still perfecting his work in us. So when we do
that,
we will be more compassionate. We will administer more grace because we understand we're understanding the amazing grace that we're walking in.
Amen.
And I tell you what, I don't want nothing. I do mean absolutely nothing to separate me from the love of God. Because when I'm separated from the love of God, I'm separated from my purpose. And when I'm separated from my purpose, then I will be in total confusion. And woe is unto me if I don't preach the gospel because that's all I know.
Amen.
That's all I know. So Apostle David, I want to thank you for not only telling us to go, and you know, and how to go, how to stay prayed up, you know, how to be obedient, how to allow ourselves to be prepared.
That's right.
That's another thing that, you know, we want as any servant leader worth their salt that loves the Lord wants to see people grow into what God wants them to be.
Yes.
And go out and do the kingdom business.
Mm-hmm.
True servant leaders, when they hear they see a young person come to them and they say, "I've been called to preach by the Lord." You know, that pastor will say, "Praise God, we're going to work on that."
Amen.
Let me help prepare you. Let me help get you ready. You know, they don't be questioning God. Well, God didn't tell me he called you. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Mr. Servant Leader. That memo wasn't for you. It was for who they called.
That's right.
God don't have to get your permission to call nobody.
That's right. Amen.
He got all by himself. So we got, you know, servant leaders, if we don't truly begin to prepare the people of God for the work of the ministry, then we need to take our sign down and sit down.
Yes.
Because if we are not helping people to be delivered, helping people to be healed so that they don't go out into the world with all their hurt, their baggage, their stuff.
That's right.
You know, they'll know how to give a testimony, and it won't just be the moanies. You know what I mean?
Amen.
We go through things. We understand that, but all of that is building our character so that when we go, and we better be going, we will have that love of God. We will be humble. Therefore, we will be under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
We understand that he's really doing the driving. We just the hands and the feet and the mouthpiece. That's it.
Amen. Amen.
So, Apostle Zeta, I just want to thank you because you really – every time you teach, you get me stirred up because it's so on point and it's so needed. From the servant leaders to the new converts, it is needed.
No, okay.
It is needed. Yeah, so I appreciate your clarity, ma'am. I appreciate the way you just break it down, precept upon precept. So if anybody has a problem with it, all they need to go do is go consult God's word.
That's right.
You know, because that's what you bring in. All right, I see a Minister Tuggle is in the house, and we have some other people in the house, and we always give the servant leaders an opportunity to speak if they want to. If it ain't nothing but to say hallelujah and glory to God, we want you to know we're a family here. We come out to support each other. Even if it's for a few minutes, we're going to be in the house, you know, just to let them know we're in the house. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So let me bless God bless you, Minister Tuggle. Thank you so much for being here, Adam. Hallelujah. You know all about our purpose. Give us a word on purpose, my beloved.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Well, first off, I want to say the thing about first giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, and every Southern leader that's on here, and just saying, God bless you all. I thank God for purpose because we...
Come on now, that's good. Yes.
Every person that walks on the face of the earth has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Everybody has
a purpose. Amen.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. I don't care
that's right.
if it's from the uttermost to the guttermost. You have a purpose in your life
right.
that God has called you for. And
yes.
I like to what Mr. Cook was saying about getting the future ready for the kingdom, getting ready, getting ministers ready for future work in the kingdom. And it takes me back to when I first started ministering at 17. I went to my pastor and told her, you know, the Lord has called me to the ministry. She was like, he did? And I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, well, we're gonna get you. I'm gonna help you out, and, you know, guide you and everything. And we're gonna make sure it's the Lord. We're gonna pray, and he prayed over me and all of this stuff. But she got me ready for it. And there's a lot of the reason why we have so many ministers and elders and things not walking. They're preaching, but they're not walking in. Purpose.
Come on,
they're not ready. They haven't been prepared for it. They haven't been prepared for the struggle of ministry. Because ministry
that's
is
right.
a struggle.
And the persecution
is going to be a struggle.
Yes,
it
is. Say that.
Just like the disciples went through struggle in their ministry, Paul. All of them went through struggle in their ministry, that the ministry that God gave them. But they were all prepared for it, Fido. And that's where the testimony comes in at. You know, with ministry and with purpose, you're going to have struggle. Otherwise, there would be no cause for purpose if you didn't have struggle. And
right.
if you go through the struggle, if you go through it as a strong soldier, as the Bible says, you'll make it to your purpose.
Yes, that's good. Yes,
as
yes.
people of God,
mm-hmm.
as people of God, we have to learn how to go through the struggle to get
that's
through,
right.
to get through the testimony. And there's a
Amen.
Lot of preaching, just like these so-called rappers. Some of these so-called rappers nowadays in the world, they're rapping about stuff they don't even know nothing about.
Come on, tell the truth.
Some of them are doing that. And some of these
Amen.
Preachers are preaching things that they don't know nothing about because they ain't never been through
That's
them.
Right.
They don't want to
That's
go
right.
through anything.
Come on.
They want the blessing. Come on, Jesus. They want the blessing, but they don't want the
They don't
want to
do the work.
The Amen.
They want the praise of the blessing. They want the glorified of the blessing, but they don't want to go through the struggle to get to the
They
blessing.
Don't
want to
work. That's
the,
it. They don't
want
to do
the
work.
Testimony. Right, they don't want to do the work, but they want the testimony. They want to give
that. Yeah. Come on, Minister Adam,
mm-hmm.
that's good.
Amen.
They want the easy stuff. They want the easy
yeah.
stuff. They want the.
Yeah, talk on, speak on it, speak on it, come on.
I didn't come on here to preach, but.
Excuse me, Minister Tuggle. As a member of this network right here, when you show up, be prepared to teach. That's what we do over here in Spirit Live. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. When you go through, you know, when you go through ministry, you go through your purpose, it also leads you to your destiny. When
yes,
you
it
does.
Amen.
The Bible lets us know that we're meant to be here for God's purpose. And
That's
we're
right.
not meant to be We're not here for our own on our own accord. We're not here for our
That's
own
right.
accord. We're here for God's purpose.
Yeah.
And as
yes.
it states in Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for
the good.
Yeah. Called according to
Hallelujah.
That's the reason why we are able to say all things work together, because we're in His
That's
purpose.
Right.
When we walk in God's purpose, we can say all things work together. But if you're
yes,
not,
yes,
you're
we
not,
can.
Not,
yes, we
God's
can.
God's purpose for your life.
We're yes, hallelujah.
Life, you cannot say all things work together for the
That's
good.
Right, because
you do not walk in God's purpose.
Come on, come
right.
on. That's good, Minister Duggo. That's real.
That
good.
Is good.
Dude, we got a lot
that
of
good.
And I've said it before. I've said it before, and I'm gonna say it again real quick. We got a lot of punks in the pulpit right now, and a lot
I've
of
been there saying that. We got a bunch of pimps in the pulpit. Shoot.
Well, we got punks
Lord,
in the pulpit that I ain't preaching. The reason why I call them punks in the pulpit is because a lot of preachers are preaching false doctrine. They preaching stuff
that's
to
right.
be heard and to be famous and to get the name, to get their big title and everything. They're not preaching towards. They're not preaching for souls.
Preaching for salvation.
For a name.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. Say that.
They're not preaching for
the
carrying of souls. They're preaching for a name. They're preaching for
that's
a title.
Right. But
they're preaching for a new car or a new house or whatever. Let me hush because I'm.
All right now. Well, you tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And you might, and we it, look. As servant leaders that know better, we are so you need to y'all better go read 1 and 2 Peter. We are supposed to call people out and hold them accountable. And you're not doing it in a mean-spirited way. You're telling the truth. And if the shoe just happens to fit, they need to go to God and repent. Okay?
Amen.
So,
Amen.
You know, we're not teaching up in here. We ain't trying to make people feel good up, you know, feel good, just warm and fuzzy. We're trying to get
yes.
people to get a breakthrough, especially
Amen.
The servant leaders. Because if the yes. enemy can work through the servant leader, if you get to the head, the body will die. And that's
oh,
what's
yes.
happening. We're getting people in the pulpit that was, they just went, they were not sent. Therefore, they did not allow themselves to be prepared. Therefore, they're not even really walking in their purpose. Because God ain't called them to preach. He may have called them to do something else. But because they're gonna decide what they look good doing, they're all out of order. So how can
Amen.
You lead in discipleship if you, like Apostle Zeta said, if you out of order?
Right.
They was called to be a doorkeeper. They was called to be a doorkeeper.
That's right. We doorkeepers. We the watchmen on the wall. Now, look, what's
Amen.
The point of watching if you're not going to say nothing? What's the point of watching
right.
if you're not going to pray? What's the point of watching if you're not going to come along beside somebody because we are spiritual and restore somebody? What's the point?
Amen.
Oh, Apostle Zeta, I'm sorry. Okay, now I'm gonna be good. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Apostle Zeta, would you like to have any final comments now? That has everybody spoken that wanted to speak? Because there's still time. But before I, you know, Apostle, okay. Any chat room? Oh, you're getting a lot of amens and hallelujahs in the chat room, Apostle. Praise Jesus.
Well, bless the Lord.
Come on
bless
back in
Lord.
And give some.
Well,
come on
well,
back in with
yes.
your final comments. Please, ma'am, and then we'll close the program. Amen.
Well, I appreciate that and enjoyed hearing the comments that came forth each one of them, and I also all this week I've been just thinking about the message that you brought forth on Sunday regarding well, most of the message discipleship.
Yes, ma'am.
Because
yes, ma'am.
It's not being preached, it's not being taught as much as it should be, you know. And
mm-hmm.
as you were saying earlier, that was a command, you know, from the Lord. That wasn't just a set out for us to make a decision about whether we're going
to
do it or
if
not.
If we get around
it
to it,
command.
It wasn't
one
of them kind of things.
Amen. Amen. And we need to do what he told us to do.
willingly and lovingly as well.
All right. That's all I have to say for now, but God bless you all and all the listeners.
Well, we want to thank you, and you had a lot of men up in here tonight. Listen, we're so glad that all of you joined us here tonight, and we just pray that you will continue to walk with Apostle Zeta and All Nations Bible Study, and we know that the Lord will strengthen you, and we pray that one day you will hit that one, and you will just begin to praise God with us, share with us,
amen,
testify, pray with us, because our purpose here is never to judge or to condemn. It is always to edify, to uplift, to empower, hallelujah, so that you can be the disciple of Christ that you should be, so that you can be all that you can be for Christ Jesus. We need each and every one of you on the battlefield with us. The devil, we're at war. We're at war, and the enemy is turning it up.
Yeah.
So, you know, the more of us that come together and touch and agree, hallelujah. The more people will understand. It ain't about just the preacher's teaching. It's about the way we live. It's not about the building we go to. It's about the way we live. It's not about what we wear when we go to the building. It's about the way we live.
Amen.
It's all about the way we live. And either we're going to live for Christ or we're not. God does not do lukewarm at all. He will spew you out of his mouth.
That's right.
He don't do lukewarm. So, Apostle Zeta, I'm looking forward to the rest of this, your definition of purpose, and as you walk us through it, you're breaking it down so people can really hear, you know, what to do. We have a lot of people, like Minister Tuggle said, we have a lot of people that are up in the pulpit, but they're not saying a whole lot. You know, they're not really ministering to people. They're talking at people. They want to hear themselves.
Yeah.
They're looking in the camera to see how good they look while they're teaching.
Amen.
You know, they're doing everything but trying to they're not praying for their congregations. So they will know what the needs are. I don't know about anybody else, but here at Spirit Alive, I pray for each and every servant leader. I pray that God will show me ways to help them. I pray that God shows me ways that I can stand with them and I can cover them, and I take into consideration all that they go through. Why? Because I love them. I love them with all my heart. I love ministering the gospel with them. I just love fellowshipping with them when we can come together. I can't wait to get back out to California to go see Mother Apostle Zeta again. It was such a beautiful time. You know, and I'm so blessed to have my mother right here. You know, so it's so good when we can touch and agree. And so I just praise God for the teaching. I praise God for you, Apostle Zeta, and I'm going to pray and bind this lesson, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Because this is a lesson. If there was ever a lesson that really needs to be grafted in our heart, this was one of them, hallelujah. Most gracious Heavenly Father,
praise
we just
God.
Come down to your throne of grace, thanking you for everything that we have heard tonight.
Yes.
Lord God,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for Apostle Zeta. We thank you for her transparency. We thank you for her compassionate heart and her conviction, Lord God. We just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would pour back into the mighty woman of God as she has poured
into us
tonight, oh God. And Lord, I pray that the word that went forth will resonate in the spirit of every listener so that they would be motivated, Lord God, encouraged, Lord God, to go out and share the gospel in a loving way, that they would be encouraged, oh God, to forgive that neighbor and try to walk with that neighbor so that they might know Christ and come into a relationship with Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I praise you, Father God, that you have allowed us to come to you in prayer. We can pray against those negative spirits of uncooperation. We can pray against that spirit of pride. We're praying against that spirit of rebellion. We're praying against that spirit of complacency. Father God,
yes,
we want
Lord.
Your people to get up and go out and do what you have told us to do, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see all
mm-hmm.
of our brothers and sisters
mm-hmm.
walking in their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see all of our brothers and sisters doing what you have
yes,
called
Lord.
Them to do the way you have called them to do it, oh God.
Yes,
and I want them to have Holy Ghost boldness, Lord. I want them to be
yes.
humble so they can hear your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They can hear you speaking at all times, God,
yes,
because
Jesus.
It is not we that we preach, Father. It is you. We preach and teach
yes.
for your glory. We preach and teach
oh,
for
yes.
your honor. We preach and teach so for the kingdom of God.
Oh, Jesus.
So Lord, I
yes.
thank you. I thank you for Mother Mitchell
mm-hmm.
and her anointed comments,
yes.
Father God,
yes,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I thank
oh,
you for Minister Chuggle, Father God, who is always
yes,
on
yes.
point. And Lord, I just thank you
thank
for the flowing
you.
Of your Holy Spirit, how it all flows
yes.
together from heart to heart
yes,
and breath to
Jesus.
Breath. Lord, that's the
mm-hmm.
evidence that you are moving amongst your people. That's the evidence
mm-hmm.
that you are moving amongst
yes,
this
yes.
ministry. It's the evidence,
yes.
Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That greater thing
yes.
going to come. So, Lord,
oh,
we'd
yes,
ask that you
yes.
just bless our listeners. And if there was somebody, mm-hmm. there's somebody heard this today that doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, hallelujah, we pray that today would be the day that they would give their lives to you, Father God.
Yes.
This is the day
yes.
that we pray that they would just say, Lord, what I want to follow you. I want to be your
mm-hmm.
disciple. I want you to be my
yes.
Lord and Savior. I want
yes,
you to
yes.
take the wheel of my life. Hallelujah. I can't make it on my own. I can't do it by
Amen.
Myself. But I heard
Amen.
About you, Jesus. I heard that
yes.
you were a burden bearer, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I heard I could cast
Amen.
My cares on you, Jesus, because you
yes.
love me. I heard, hallelujah, that if I gave my
yes.
life to you, there would therefore now be no condemnation. I will be a new creation, hallelujah, for that
yes,
you
Lord
will design, God. That you will build, that you will make
yes.
and mold, hallelujah. So come into my life, Jesus, and make me what you want me to be. Lord, I just want to thank
yes.
you once again for all our ears have heard. And Lord, may this go out into the atmosphere all over the world and bless your people. Because, Lord, that's what it's all about. It's about discipleship. It's about helping to train others up so that they can go out and train up others. So, Lord, we just thank you for this time. And we pray it all in
yes.
the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. My brothers
amen.
And sisters.
Amen.
We have indeed been listening to the All Nations Bible Study with the pastor, hallelujah, founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California, Apostle Zeta Flowers. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will truly, truly, truly be blessed by this teaching. And we also
thank
pray
you.
That you can follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network. So
yes.
from our household to your household, we pray that you have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And it is our fervent prayer always that you be ye transformed. Good night
yes.
from all of us here at All Nations Bible Study and the Spirit Alive Network. Good night
Amen.
And God bless. Amen.
Good
night,
night,
my beautiful.
Love you all.
God bless you.
Love you.
And I love you.
Love you, Minister Tuggle.
Yes.
Love you, honey.
Yes.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Love you all.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Love you, too.